This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 404. People asking questions about the change to KMOX. If you're just tuning in or just hearing about it, 2 weeks from today, we will add 104.1 FM, which is a really good FM signal. Like us nerds in the business, we know who are the big ones and who are the not great signals. 104 is very respectable. And we've been trying to do this literally for years. I've been talking to Steve Moore and Becky about this for years and years and years. And finally, the opportunity presented itself. And all the people upstairs, like our bosses, 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 signed off on it. And so, like Rach said, it doesn't feel real, but it's actually happening 2 weeks from today, which means we're opening day on the 27th. You will have Cardinals baseball on Crystal Clear FM. We will still have 1120 AM. We're always going to have that. So if you live 100 miles away, you'll be able to hear it on AM or, you know, a couple of states away with the Clear Channel stuff at night. We're also on 102.5 HD, if that's your poison. And of course, we're still on the Odyssey app. If you are in Denver or Oregon or something like that, you can always listen to the show. Bethzilla, great name, says, is the show changing to more sports? Denise says, so what are you doing exactly? Look, here's the thing. I don't know exactly. I've been in on most of the discussions. We've been talking about how KMOX should take more of a lead in sports because we have all the horses in the barn, especially with adding Bernie in now. So you have Bernie Miklas, you have Kevin Wheeler, you have Tom Ackerman, you have Matt Pauly, you have Joe Pott.
Mike Claiborne,
the boys from the Cardinals broadcast.
Yeah, Don and Rick.
I mean, my Lord, it is just tailor-made to be a strong sports station. I can tell you that we are talking about the DGS now. As far as I know, they want the DGS to always be the DGS, to be the anchor in the afternoon. But I am personally planning, because the DGS gets to be whatever I want it to be. You guys know this. On any given day, sometimes it's brilliant, sometimes it's not so brilliant. But I want to lean more into sports. I love sports. I love my place in sports. I don't consider myself to be on the same level as you guys, but few people are. You know, if you guys only talked to other of you guys, it would be a discussion between a couple hundred people. You know, you depend on the Daves of the world who know enough to be interested, but still need a lot of information and enjoy information. So I want to do more sports in the DGS in the coming months and years. But it's always going to be the DGS.
Look at my brainwashing's working.
It's always going to be about me and my weird life and weird thoughts. And, you know, we're still going to play games. But, yeah, I would like to see more sports on the station and on the show.
Think we can make that happen for you, dude.
Think we can.
I think we got you covered.
Okay, so we're doing the Sweet 16, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip is traveling, so he's not with us today. And we're doing one. This was Rachel's idea. I like it. It's kind of fluffy. It can be a lot of things. And it's basically household items that make you happy. It can be an electronic. It can be something else. Anything that in your home you say, I'm glad I have this.
Yeah.
Andrew, want to start?
I will go with I'll go with the air fryer.
I had that.
Yeah. The most important cooking invention of the past 10,000 years.
Pretty swell.
I think maybe. Maybe since the invention of fire itself.
When I first started cooking in one, I thought there was someone in my house punking me. Like, I would put it in for 20 minutes, come back, and there'd be a perfect steak or perfect chicken. And I'm like, there's no way. Like, this is better than what I can do when I'm really paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be damned, it does it.
So good.
Wheels.
Boy, so many. I mean, I got to go straight up the one that is used the most because it's for almost everything, but my TV, man.
Yeah.
I mean, video games, sports, movies, like it's pretty useful and it's every day.
Do you
and
guys,
I don't know how well I would do without it.
I was just going to ask, do you guys think you could live without a TV?
No.
Hmm.
I would be so bored.
I would have to have a laptop to watch my shows on.
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
Well, I kind of count that as the same thing.
Right.
No.
Yeah, then no. Yeah.
Could you live without a visual stimulation?
No.
In the house?
What else am I going to do?
I know.
A read?
When's the last?
I could read for like a couple hours,
yeah.
And then I want to veg out and
right.
watch my shows.
Right.
When's the last time you guys had to go without it for like the power goes out in a storm or something like that?
Mm, it's been a while.
It gets dire pretty quick.
Yeah, there's not a lot. You're just sitting there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember you were out of power for a week?
4 days. Yeah.
But even then, now you have your phone. And if you have you need to charge it, but you can go do that in pretty much anywhere if you don't have a portable charger already.
Rach.
I'm going to go with a vacuum cleaner.
I had it.
Oh, good call.
I love vacuums.
I don't mind a vacuum.
I have
vacuums
like
are great.
Three vacuums.
Okay. And it feels
really
yeah.
more than a lot of house cleaning stuff. I think vacuuming feels very satisfying. It feels like I'm really accomplishing something when I vacuum.
Especially when you hear it getting sucked up.
Yeah.
The dirt or whatever. You're hearing
bits and gunks.
Because then you're convinced, like, I did a thing.
Ooh, that's a good feeling.
Kevin, did you know that I sold vacuum cleaners door-to-door as a part of my storied career?
Did you sell it on that experience?
Which one?
The satisfaction of hearing the stuff going up there?
No, we had this thing where we would pull dirt out of their mattress and then dump the dirt back on their mattress. Ah, see? I never sold one.
Nah, I was going to say, that seems like you might make somebody mad.
So you vacuum the dirt, then you dump it back out and be like, hey, you want this dirt gone?
I can take it with me or I can leave it here, whatever you guys want to do.
It's a good sales strategy.
I'm going to go blankets.
Good one.
Oh, great one.
Blankies.
I would have almost as much trouble doing without blankets as I would doing without a TV.
I was not a blanket.
Really?
I was not a blanket person until very recently, like the last couple of years.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, boy. Those blankets are a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do to get cozy?
I would just
go sweatshirts.
I just sit. Yeah. No, I just sit.
Out in the open air.
Out in the open air.
And psycho.
I didn't know what I was missing.
That's mostly me.
Have you had a heated, or not a heated, heateds are cool too, but a weighted?
Never tried a weighted. I don't know if I'm a weighted guy, because I don't like having too much weight on me. I start getting antsy and it makes me.
I don't like the weighted blankets. I feel like they're trying to trap me.
I liked them for a long time until I didn't.
Oh, you don't use them?
No, for the same reasons. It started to feel like claustrophobic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. That's the right
word.
Like,
if I need to leave here in a hurry, it's going to take me 20 minutes to get this blanket off.
How heavy are these damn blankets?
Mine was 18 pounds.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I had a 13-pounder.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
But it's very movable.
It's like a big dog on you or something.
Back to Andrew.
How about the shower?
I know you love it.
I love to take a nice hot shower and sit down and turn all the lights off, and it's just heaven. It's just the best.
There's only been one shower I've loved, and that's Matt, whose suit I borrowed and altered. His parents had a place in Florida that they were kind enough to allow us to go on many vacations, and they had one of those really cool rain things.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had that. I've never tried it. I want to so bad.
It was so cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Wheels.
Well, I mean, everything we do would suck without a refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
No cold drinks, no leftovers, no food saved for days. Got to go to the store every day and then make it that day and eat it that day.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that fridge.
Yeah.
On the opposite side of the spectrum, I'm going to say a space heater. Those are pretty nice to have whenever it's chilly.
I will see your space heater and raise you candles.
All right.
I know I'm a weirdo.
We're building quite a wonderful home here.
We are.
Guys.
We really are.
We are. It sounds very cozy. Back to Andrew.
I will say that one leaf on the floor of Dave's foyer. No, how about the fridge?
I just said
it is that.
Did you just say fridge? I'm sorry. I was freaking.
He did like
here.
A 3-minute exposition
I did an
on
opus
it.
On fridges.
I'm so sorry. I actually thought you said the one that I crossed out in favor of fridge, which is the fan, the desk fan. I have a desk fan that's right next to my bed, and I cannot sleep without it.
Yeah.
Got to have that little
fans
bit of. Yeah, just.
So we going all fans there?
Noise.
Yeah.
Like. Fan, ceiling fan,
so.
The whole deal.
Yeah.
All right,
fans in general.
That steals my ceiling fan idea.
Mm-hmm.
I love ceiling fans.
Take that.
Those are the best fans.
Oh, I like one right in my face.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like them right above.
Mm-hmm.
You get especially the ones that have the triple speed. You get to that third speed. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's the best.
What do you got?
Got to counteract. I got to say, man.
He never prepares.
No, I do because I have like eight
just,
things.
He's
I
just
can
going
list.
Off the top.
I might have to go with just my couch. Like
fair.
I don't want just a chair. Yeah. I want to sit on a couch. I want to have like that comfy recliner.
I do like a lazy boy.
The feet that come up. Man, there's nothing better than that.
Okay, I know this isn't going to win, but have you ever lived in a home without a plunger before? It's not great. You kind of need one.
Yeah, boy. What do you do if
you need one when you need one?
Yeah, I was
going
to say, it's kind of a...
I don't think I've ever had to
use
one.
How did you navigate?
You can use a coat hanger.
Oh, no.
That's a real thing that
it
people
is.
Do.
No,
it
I,
is.
I
Rachel,
believe you.
We had no idea how our friend was living.
Yeah.
We apologize.
That just is, that's just like harrowing. I just didn't expect you to say
yeah.
that.
It's like you'd use a really small dog.
Had to do that. We had to do that in college.
Fit a whole hand down there.
No, but
ew,
I mean like.
That's not what we're saying.
No, it's the that's what
okay,
the hanger's
okay,
for.
Okay, coat hanger. Don't
the
eat
hanger
me.
Is so that you don't have to do that.
Did you say hand or ham?
Hand.
You thought there's a chance he said you could put a whole ham down there?
Yeah. Because when I
ham
said
was
ew,
the,
he was
ham
like,
was
oh.
the one you thought was
I mean,
gross? Not hand?
Well.
No, I thought hand was gross, but then I thought, wait, maybe he said ham.
There is.
Like,
there
now
is,
I've got poop and ham. This is just great.
There is a 30% chance anytime I say something, I may have said ham. There is a pretty high chance of that.
Whose turn?
I'm going to put ham
turn.
Down there.
Your turn.
My turn? Cozy clothes. So we can, I love socks and hats. Sometimes that's all I wear. I'm not always in the right place.
No, we all have our cozies.
We all have our uniform,
into,
right?
I would think so. Do you have cozies, Wheels?
I mean, just like shorts and a t-shirt or
yeah,
sweat
like,
or sweatpants and a t-shirt. That's pretty much the
code. What you change into when you get home.
Yeah.
You're not going to continue.
No,
to wear
I don't
your
usually.
Jeans.
I'm not going to leave the jeans on at home. No, that's always sweatpants.
All right,
can't have jeans in the house. That's
who
craziness.
Does?
I don't know.
Are there
anybody.
People that just go home and leave their street clothes on?
I hope not.
I mean, I will sometimes. I'll leave the shirt on all day.
I will too. I'll leave the shirt on, but the jeans got
to
come off.
Like this shirt's probably going to bed with me tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird. You can't have outside stuff in the bed.
No.
Bed's a sacred place.
That's the way it goes.
That's crazy.
I'm not using an extra shirt to go to sleep.
Just on a weekend, I can wear the same outfit the whole weekend.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm above that.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Wheeler squeaky door.
Yes.
Dude. That's the arm on the mic, and you got to be kidding me. It's always something with this damn thing. It's either just collapsing or it's making noise.
You and that mic.
Man.
Curtis Allen says, hello, podcaster watching live for the first time. Curtis, good to have you along. So, yeah, one more time. 2 weeks from today, we go live on 104.1 FM, which is a really good, solid FM signal. 98.7, where we are now, will become Hot 98.7 Hip Hop, which is what is on 104.1 now. So if you enjoy that station, you will still be able to enjoy it on a citywide signal, 98.7. We will be on the market-wide signal, 104.1. We'll still be on 1120 AM. We'll still be on 102.5 HD. We'll still be on the Odyssey app, but it will be really nice to hear a talk show sound beefy on 104.1. And selfishly, I'm really enjoying listening to Ricky and John on Cardinals Baseball on FM. I don't guess I ever have.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great. I've had the opportunity a few times driving around the country listening to it on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Sweet 16 of things we like in our homes, basically. Whose turn is it?
It is Andrew's turn.
I will say the humble clippers, nail clippers.
Oh, for love of God.
Nail health is very important to me. I don't like to have sharp nails or ragged nails or any of that. I'm not a biter.
That's what makes it sexy.
I'm not a biter. So I'm a regular nail trimmer. And of all the things in my house, I use that as much as anything.
Are we close enough for you to trim my toenails?
No.
Oh, we found our limit.
There's a line.
That's what a line feels like.
Yeah, there's a line.
Yeah.
I don't even like trimming my own toenails. Just gotta get them done.
I'm guessing no one here.
I'm just picturing Andrew saying that every time he gets his clippers out, like, you gotta get them done.
Gotta get them done. Now, to be clear, I don't like clipping my nails. I actually hate it. And my nails grow really...
You just a whole thing about
my nails grow... No, it's because I use them a ton, and I need them, and I understand the value of them. I just don't like doing it. I wish I never had to do it, but I have to do it a lot because my nails grow really fast.
All right, sir. We'll say any words.
the biggest kitchen innovation before the air fryer, the microwave.
Okay.
Microwave.
It's the best.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Do I go kitchen appliance or bathroom thing?
Bathroom.
Kitchen.
Kitchen.
Because I have a bathroom.
It's two kitchens. I'm going to go the toaster oven.
There you
go. Toaster oven is pretty great, too.
Don't have one.
Got to get you one, Dave.
You don't need a toaster oven if you have an air fryer.
No,
they're
if you ever tried to
different.
Make toast in the air fryer, it sucks.
I have a toaster.
Because it doesn't brown.
That's like saying you don't need a ham if you have a toilet plunger.
And Dave gets the last pick.
Big, thirsty towels.
Yeah. Good towels are so underrated.
So underrated.
They are, I mean, it's a great thing. I got a cosign on that.
Do you like them fluffy or thin?
No, like the ones, they got to be the ones that will, and there's certain kinds of towels that they almost reject the water. I hate those.
I like those. I like a thin towel.
Nah, give me the ones that are just going to be like Dave said, like the thirsty ones.
The fluffy ones stay wet forever. They don't
dry.
You
and your
dry.
Thin towels and toenail clipping.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Okay, here we go.
And the ham. Don't forget that.
And the ham and the turtle.
That goes without saying. Which is the best household item, the air fryer versus big thirsty towels?
Oh, damn. Ooh. I'm going to go towels. That's an everyday thing.
I'll go towels, too.
Fryer.
Towels. Television versus fans.
TV.
TV, sorry.
Fans.
TV. Vacuum cleaners versus your couch.
Coach.
Couch.
Yeah, I mean couch.
Yeah. Sorry, vacuum. Love you, vacuum.
See you at home.
Blankets versus a plunger.
Blankets.
Oh boy, I think I can do without a blanket. I can't do without the plunger.
I mean blankets. I don't have this plunger issue. I've never had to use one.
Never clogged the toilet.
I've never had to use one.
Ever?
Get out of here.
Get out of town.
I'm as shocked as anyone, believe me.
You lie.
I'm as surprised as you guys
are.
You
lie.
I've never had to use one.
Yeah, I picture you dropping a lot of Virginia canned hams. So that's blankets, right?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, let's never speak of plungers again.
Wait, it's in the rear view. That's 1120 stuff. Shower versus cozy clothes.
Oh,
shower.
Tough.
Shower.
Clothes.
We got to send this one to the captain.
Captain.
Oh, man, the clothes.
Nice.
All right.
There you go. Yeah. What's your uniform at home there, Captain?
Basketball shorts and a t-shirt and flip-flops usually.
Yeah, my guy.
My man.
He's styling.
Ooh, I've been around. Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
.438 DGS and KMOX. Gorgeous day out there. Should be really nice all week. Doing the Sweet 16 of stuff we like in our houses. That's what we're down to.
Yep.
Good thing we're going to FM because we've exhausted our content.
Man.
Let's see here. The refrigerator versus nail clippers.
Oh, fridge.
I'm going to go with the fridge on this one, Dave.
I guess fridge.
Jeez.
I guess.
Space heater versus microwave.
Microwave.
Mm-hmm.
Food heater.
Mm-hmm.
Candles versus a toaster oven.
Candles.
Ooh, I do not do candles, so
candles.
I've been voting against myself a lot.
Yeah, you have.
You guys
I noticed
had some
that.
Good picks.
Elite Eight, towels, big thirsty ones, versus your television.
TV.
TV, sorry, towels.
I'll air dry.
I guess TV, yeah. I mean, I do love TV. I do love it.
You're being very obtuse today.
I'm not trying to be. I'm sorry.
Your couch versus blankets.
Oh, what good are blankets without a couch? Couch.
What good is a couch with no blankets?
I'm going to say blankets.
I'm going to say blankets, too.
Oh, man.
I'm writing down blankies.
Got to have my banky. Banky time.
Cozy clothes versus your fridge.
Fridge.
Got to have clothes.
Clothes.
I guess clothes.
I'd rather be naked and have a fridge.
That was hot. Microwave versus candles.
Microwave.
Candles.
I'll go candles.
I'm also going to say candles.
Because you can also cook over them.
Yeah, yep. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Over
s'mores,
an open flame.
Et cetera. Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay, there's your final four. Is it your television or your blankies?
TV.
It's tough.
If I had to pick two, those would be the two I
would
pick.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll go TV.
You sounded so sad.
I know. Yeah. I feel like I'm letting the blankies down.
It's because we're all obsessed.
I kind of want to hear what Roger says, so I'm going to say blankets.
All right.
You want me to say TV? That's what I'm. You can wear sweats. You can wear a hoodie.
Yeah.
You can stay warm other ways.
My guy,
TV man. Come
See?
On.
All right.
I didn't know he'd be.
I'm
so
not
upset.
Living in the 1800s.
Sorry.
Good job, Roger.
Yeah, he really laced you.
He did. Good job.
Cozy clothes versus candles.
Clothes.
Clothes.
Okay, there it is. TV versus clothes.
TV.
I don't get yelled at by Roger Brand again, so.
Yeah, I think we have to say TV.
It is.
What's our super winner?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Not this.
I would assume this is not
Although,
going
I'm not going to tell you.
It's the TV, one that came after
the American Revolution.
Yeah. I don't know, man. The TV as the most important household thing, that may be.
Yeah, I'm saying TV.
All right. Man. It overtakes the American Revolution.
It'll never be taken down.
Mm-mm. TV.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.